Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Yvonne. I'm returning callbacks. How may I help you today, sir?
Well, I have a couple charges on my Wells Fargo credit card. I don't know what they are.
Okay, could you give me your zip code, sir?
59806.
And your name, sir?
James McDonald.
You said James?
James.
Okay. James.
That's correct.
Okay. McDonald?
McDonald, NC.
Okay. Hold on just one moment, sir, while I pull your account. Okay, and I'm finna put your account, your zip code in here, sir. If you give me a few moments. And thank you for waiting. Okay, Mr. McDonald, it didn't pull your account by your zip code. I'm going to put your first and last name in, if you just would hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for waiting. Okay, and we found your account, sir. Hold on just one moment to verify your address. Could you verify your mailing address, sir?
What do you have there for a mailing address?
How about I do verify your email, sir? You need to verify your mailing address so I can know that I'm speaking with James McDonald. Your email is jim@wmfga.org.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay. So can you verify your address for me?
Is it 4985 Blue Mountain Road?
No.
Okay. How about 9250 Miller Creek Road?
Yes, it is, sir. Thank you very much for that. And thank you for waiting also. So, you're calling about what, sir?
Well, there were two charges, and I don't know what they are. One was on the
12th okay,
and the other 17th of November.
Yeah, I see that. The one on 11/17 was for 6732. And you had another one. I don't have another one for you. I just have the one for 11/17 for 6732, and it's showing that you paid $8.25 for a drone, sir. Or you went to a sweepstakes or a store and you signed something or went online and to purchase this drone. Did you receive a drone, sir?
Not that I'm aware of.
It says Steph Elite Drone. So it was $8.25 to pay for the shipping. I'm just explaining the $8.25 for shipping and handling. And at the time the $8.25 was paid for shipping and handling, the drone was in a sweepstakes campaign, sir. That's where the 6732 charge came from. You received a discount voucher for 1 month, and unless your account is closed, sir. And for the sweepstake, it's showing that they shipped this drone at 11/14/22. So it should be 11/14. It should be on its way to the address or either address that you gave me, sir. You just have to look out for it. If not, I'm going to give you a confirmation number where you can call and have the drone reshipped back to you, sir. But you're going to have to, oh, this is in, I don't know where that is. It depends on how mail runs where you're living at right now. So you should be, just keep an eye out for the drone because it has been shipped, sir.
Okay.
So,
what if I don't want this?
Well, since it's already been shipped, sir, we don't do returns. It's yours to keep. You can keep it, put it away, whatever you want to do with it, sir. And the voucher is $125 to go online and shop, sir, for electronics, gadgets. And you do have a valid charge of the $67.32. The other charge is not showing on this account that's in front of me. So what I can do, sir, I can offer you 35% of the refund off the $67, so you can get some of your money back. But you said the drone has already been shipped already, and you have the voucher. You have a membership that gives you discounts for this account. So you are responsible for the $67.32, sir. So what do you want me to do? Cancel this account so you don't receive any more charges, or what you want me to do?
Well, I want to cancel the account, but I didn't get whatever you're saying I'm supposed to get, and I'm thinking about just calling Fargo and tell them they're bad charges because I didn't make them.
Okay.
So, there's got to be something that we can cancel it all together.
Okay, sir. I can cancel it all together. But I can't cancel the $67.32. That's why I say it's on your account. It was a valid charge. I can offer you 50% off the $67, sir. So you can get some of your money back, if not any, and cancel your account. And if the drone shows up in between now and, I don't know, that's yours to keep, sir. The voucher is yours to keep for $125 in case you want to go online and shop, sir.
Okay, so how do we credit me back then the 50%?
Are you saying yes, you will accept the 50%, or?
Well, now I'm just calling Wells Fargo and telling them I don't. It's a bad charge. And,
okay, I'm going to tell you how much you can receive back from that, and your account will be closed, and no more charges to come to you. 250. $33.66 will be refunded back into your account, sir.
Okay. I'll wait. If it's not there in the next couple of days, then I'm going to cancel the whole thing.
Oh, so you don't want to cancel the account right now, sir?
No, I mean cancel the charge on my Wells Fargo, the whole amount.
So what you just want me to do, you want me to just cancel the account, and you're going to let your bank take care of the charges. Hello?
You said you're going to credit me 50% back on my credit card.
Yes, on your account, the money that's charged on here, the $67.32 that's on your account, I was going to give you 50% off the $67, which would have made you'd be refunded for $33.66, sir.
Okay, I'm saying I'll look for it to be refunded in the next couple of days.
Okay.
All right, so if it's not refunded in the next couple of days, then I'm going to get a hold of Wells Fargo and cancel this charge.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying. So what I'm going to tell you, I am going to do the refund and let you know that it went through, sir, for the amount $33.66. And you would receive this in 3 to 5 business days back into your account, sir.
Sounds good.
Okay. Hold on. You want the account closed also, sir. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm finna do that. Hold on. Just a moment. I have to get you a confirmation number. Okay.
Okay.
And this is... Okay. Okay, sir. I'm finna do your refund right now. Where is it? Okay, hold on just one moment. Thank you for being patient also, sir, and waiting. While I do this and cancel your account. Just take me a few moments. Wow. I'm sorry, yeah, I'm taking more than a few minutes to cancel your account out. Okay. Sir, I'm just waiting. It's still my computer is running just a little slow. It should be coming up in a few minutes. That's why we're waiting, because I need to get to the part where I'm going to refund your money, and it's at the top of the page. So I have to wait till it coming in. Come on, my computer. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, sir. Refund is being put in right now, and it went through 3366. You should see it in 3 to 5 business days. And now I'm going to cancel the account that's here. Okay, sir. Account closed. Give me a few moments so I can get your confirmation number.
Okay.
Okay. I'm finished. It's not even showing here, but I have to go back. I canceled your account, sir. Okay. Okay, the account is officially canceled, sir. I made sure I went back and checked. Your refund will be back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I need? Oh, your confirmation number, sir. Just hold on to it. and know that the account is closed where you won't receive any more charges. It's C as in Charles, sir, 262-548-890, sir.
548-890?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Anything else you might need, sir?
Nope, I got it.
Okay,
thank
you so much for waiting. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a nice day, sir.
You too, thank you.
Mm-hmm.